AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Greece's finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, was asked by reporters early on Referendum Day Sunday if he'd step down if the vote didn't go his way.
Will you resign if there's a yes vote?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And there won't be a yes vote.
Well, there wasn't. 62% of Greek voters said no, leaving behind the bankrupt country's future in the European Union and its euro currency uncertain. But as for Varoufakis, he's resigned anyway, saying he was told shortly after the referendum result that some Eurozone finance minister and other creditors would prefer he not attend the minister's meetings. Witnesses say two bombs have exploded at a crowded mosque and an elite Muslim restaurant in Nigeria's central city of Jos, killing at least 44 people. That city has been targeted in the past by bomb blasts claimed by Boko Haram Islamic extremists. A man arrested in the seemingly random fatal shooting of a woman at a San Francisco pier has admitted in a jailhouse interview with KGO-TV that he shot her. But Francisco Sanchez says it was an accident, that the gun went off when he picked it up off the ground.
That's when I hear that boom, boom, three times.
Sanchez appeared confused, sometimes spoke incoherently during the interview. He says he has poor vision and was under the influence of sleeping pills at the time of the shooting. Catherine Steinle was gunned down while out for an evening stroll at Pier 14 with her father and a family friend. Officials say deteriorating nails caused a deck collapse that hurt 24 at a North Carolina beach house over the weekend. Frank Rush is Emerald Isles town manager.
There was a group of many members of an extended family that was staying at the house, staying in Emerald Isle. They were in several homes in Emerald Isle. They rented several properties. They were gathered at 4403 Ocean Drive.
Five of them remain in the hospital, two in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. Members of the Grateful Dead have played their final shows together at Chicago's Soldier Field. Here's AP Music correspondent Margie Zeroletta.
You know it's a big deal if even the president and the Empire State Building weigh in on a band's farewell performance. President Barack Obama sent his best wishes to the Grateful Dead's three concerts in Chicago. Saturday's show featured the band performing U.S. blues in front of a video screen showing the Empire State Building in New York, synchronizing its tower lights to the song. Trey Anastasio of Phish and Bruce Hornsby were among the guest performers. Soldier Field was where Jerry Garcia last performed with the Dead in 1995. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
Pope Francis travels from Quito to an Ecuadorian port city today to say a mass expected to draw more than a million people. The first Latin American pontiff is touring his home continent of South America. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.